Chapter 48, Epilogue. Those lions still are rude and wild, for while they pose as meek and mild, to keep their fierceness hid, down from their pedestals they'd leap, as soon as New York went to sleep, if New York ever did. Arthur Guiterman, circa 1933. Item, newspaper clipping, morning edition, January 12th. Headline reads, Lion statue defaced by graffiti, famous landmark desecrated in dead of night. Dateline, Manhattan. Last night, spray can-wielding vandals ratcheted up a notch from attacking subway cars and bridge supports to strike at the heart of one of the city's best-loved monuments, the stone lions in front of the 42nd Street Library. Mayor and city officials have expressed outrage that so brazen an attack could have taken place. Dot, dot, dot. Continued, see Lions, B6. Item 2, newspaper clipping, morning edition, January 13th. Headline reads, Videotape shows vandal attack on statue. Security cameras catch three in the act. Identification will be difficult, say police. Dateline, Manhattan. Replay of videotapes taken by surveillance cameras above the steps of the 42nd Street Library show three masked, shadowy figures wielding spray cans in their brazen attack. Dot, dot, dot. See Lion Graffiti, Section B5. Item 3, newspaper clipping. Sunday Magazine, Times, photo and caption. Caption. Modesty rules. The statue, nicknamed Lady Esther, yes, we know she's a he, slips demurely behind the curtain and scaffolding that workmen have erected in preparation for chemical bath treatments beginning tomorrow. Dot, dot, dot. Item number 4, newspaper clipping, evening edition, January 22nd. Headline reads, Library lion leaps off pedestal. Famous statue takes stroll uptown. Police say thieves use graffiti attack to set up heist. Posing as cleaners, they pilfer statue in plain sight. Dateline, Manhattan. No one at the New York Public Library had any idea that one of their lion statues was missing until nurses from the Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center at 168th Street called to say that one was sitting out front in their driveway. Police, being summoned, discovered the 2-ton marble sculpture resting serenely in the turnaround circle outside the main entrance. Undamaged and free of graffiti, this statue even had its holiday wreath in place. One of the few witnesses to the early morning drop-off was a nurse 4 floors above, who said she watched as a hydraulic lift truck backed up to the turning circle. 2 accomplices, male and female, of approximately college age, hopped out and supervised the unloading, while the driver, who appeared to be older and may have worn his hair in a ponytail, operated the lift. Police have not established a motive for why the thieves went to such lengths to carry out their daring. Dot, dot, dot. Item number 5, official document, police record. Court decree, City of New York, District, Manhattan. Case number 798-234-399. Probation file 9LN-1325. Be it known by this court. Parker Allen Robinson. Case findings, probation files attached, 9LN-1326, 9LN-1327. Having been found guilty of the offense of, offense, grand theft, malicious destruction of public property, New York Penal Codes, listed reverse. Has received a sentence of, sentence, jail time, 3 years, suspended, probation, plus a fine of, fine, court costs. Subject to the conditions of this court as follows. Conditions. Community service, 900 hours. Recommended type. Cleaning public monuments, whitewashing, graffiti. Item number 6. Medical record. Patient release form. Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center. Official document. Patient's full name, last, first, middle initial. Hopkins, Audrey A. Date and time of release, January 30th, 11:55 a.m. Attending physician comments. Shift to outpatient basis. Signature attending physician. Signature parent or guardian. The End. Stalking Lions, a Parker Robinson Mystery. Copyright 2020 by Stephen Thomas Oney. All rights reserved. Next up, Stalking Bulls, a Parker Robinson Mystery.